Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Teshuva, perek Dalet. The number 24 played an important role in the last perek, as the number of people who have no share in Olam Haba. And it plays again a central role in this perek, which lists 24 activities or behaviors which pose an obstacle to Teshuva. The Rambam's term is that these are Ma'akev et Teshuva, which he distinguishes at the end of the perek from the word monea, to prevent. None of these behaviors completely prevents the possibility of tshuva, and one who engages in any of them can do tshuva if he is determined to do so. But it can be very difficult or nearly impossible to follow that path, and the Rambam will explain why that is true for each problematic behavior in this list. Regarding the source of this list, unlike the list in the last perek of 24 people who have no share in Olam Haba, which the Rambam put together himself by collating statements of Chazal from many places in Shas, stating that such and such type of person has no share in Olam Haba, the list in this perek makes its appearance prior to the Rambam, but many of the items in it have no known source in Shas or in Midrashim. The Rif, the great Moroccan posek who lived about a century before the Rambam, quotes this list in his digest of Masechet Yoma, but its source in Chazal is unknown. The Rambam nonetheless brings the list here in its entirety, adding to it explanations of why each behavior appears on this list, and also providing structure to the list by breaking it down into five subcategories. The first subcategory consists of four items from the list, and each of the other four subcategories consists of five items. Altogether, 4 plus 20 makes 24 behaviors on the list. Halacha Aleph. Esrim va'arba'a dvarim akvin et hatshuva. Arba'a mehen avon gadol. Va'ose echad me'arbatan ein hakadosh baruch hu maspik biado la'asot tshuva lefi godel cheto. The first four items on this list are averot that are so severe that Hashem, as a punishment, does not provide the sinner with optimal circumstances in which to do tshuva. Ve'eluhem, aleph, hamachti et harabim, ubichlal avon ze hamakev et harabim mila'asot mitzvah. The first sin is someone who causes the rabim, that is the public or a large number of people, to do an avera, and even someone who just stops them from doing a mitzvah. Number two, hamatech havero miderech tova lederech ra'ah kigon mesit umadiach. Someone who causes his fellow Jew to go off the proper path, like he who convinces him to do avodah zarah. Note that when it comes to the rabim, it's a terrible avera even just to prevent them from doing a mitzvah. The avera of comparable severity when it comes to an individual is to actually cause him to go off the proper path altogeder. The third one, varo'e b'no b'tarbut ra'ah ve'ino mecheh b'yado. Ho ilu v'no birshuto ilu machabo hayaporesh v'nimitzak machti oto ubichlal avon ze kol sheefshar biyado limchot b'achirim bein rabim bein yichidim v'lo micha el yaniach otan b'chishlonan. Someone who sees someone else, and specifically the Rambam mentions his own son, going off to an improper path and could stop him but doesn't do so. In the case of his own son, the Rambam says this is generally the case because a person has influence over his children. Passively letting this person continue to sin is the equivalent of causing him to sin because he could have stopped him. That is his third avera. Number four, ha'omer echtev ashuv ubichlal zehomer echtev yom kippurim mechaper. One who says to himself, I can do an avera now and I'll do tshuva later, or I'll do an avera now and Yom Kippur will atone for me later. That too is an avera of great severity for which Hashem does not provide the opportunity, the optimal circumstances for a person to do tshuva. That's the first subcategory. Now in Halacha Bet, we get to the second category. Umehen chamisha dvarim heim nualin darchei tshuva bifnei osehen ve'eluhen. These five averot are averot which, by their very nature, make a person unlikely to perform tshuva at all, each for its own reason. Aleph, haporeshim hatzibur, lefi shebizman sheyasu tshuva lo ye'imahen, ve'eino zoche imahen be'azchuyot sheosin. The one who separates himself from the tzibur, that's one of the 24 in the last parak, who doesn't get a share in Olam Haba, cannot do tshuva, because when the rest of the tzibur does tshuva, he will not be able to do so with them, and it's very difficult for a person to do tshuva individually without participating in the mitzvot that the tzibur do when they do tshuva, and without the support, the communal support, that's very helpful in doing tshuva. Number two, v'acholek al divrei chachamim, lefi shemachlukto goremet lo lifrosh mehem, v'ino yodea darchei tshuva. Someone who argues with a chachamim and doesn't accept their words, how can he do tshuva if he's not willing to listen to the chachamim?
Number 3, Hamali igal hamitzvot, shekevan shnit bazu beinav, eino rudef acharehen, velo osan, vimlo yaseh, bamei yitzakeh. Someone who ridicules the mitzvot. Since he cannot respect the mitzvot, how can he do tshuva and come back to doing them when they are considered as nothing in his eyes? Number 4, Hamavazer abotav, shedavar zeh gorem lehen ledochfo ulatardo ki yeshua v'chegechazi, uvizman shnitrad lo yimtzam lamedu morelo derech haemet. Someone who ridicules and scorns his rebbeim, that causes them to push him away. And then when he wants to do tshuva, he will not find someone who is willing to teach him and show him the proper path. And the Rambam brings as examples here, Jesus and Gehazi, who was a disciple of Elisha,
who acted in an extremely insulting and disrespectful manner. After Elisha cured Naaman, who was the Sar Tzava of Aram, from his tzarat and didn't want to take any pay for it, Gehazi went behind Elisha's back and lied to Naaman and said that Elisha did want some payment, and Naaman gave it to Gehazi, which Gehazi eventually hid from Elisha. For this act, Gehazi was himself punished with a terrible case of tzaraat.
Number 5 in this category, Hasoneh tochachot, sheharei lo hiniach lo derech tshuva, shatochacha goremet litshuva, shevizman shemodi'in lo ladam chata'av umachlimin oto chozer b'tshuva. Someone who hates being rebuked. It's rebuke which usually leads someone to do tshuva. So if he is not willing to listen to that kind of thing, then there isn't anything which will bring him to do tshuva in the first place. And here the Rambam goes on to explain that Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshayahu and other Nevi'im all rebuked Bnei Israel on multiple occasions, and this is part of what led them to do tshuva. The Rambam ends Halacha Bet, Lefichach tzarich la'amid b'chol kahal v'kahal m'Yisrael, chacham gadol v'zakein v'yirei shamayim minu urav, v'ahuv lahem, shihei mochiach l'arabim u'machziran b'tshuva, v'ze shesonei et ha-tochachot eino ba l'mochiach v'lo shmei ha-dvarav, lefichach yamod b'chatotav shehein b'inav tovim. Every community has to have such a person, someone who is wise, who is respected, who is older, who is God-fearing, and who is beloved by the people, so that he can rebuke them and they will listen to him. But this person who hates being rebuked will not listen. He will end up just remaining with his averot, which in his eyes are not averot at all, and never do tshuva. Halacha Gimel, we get onto the third category of 5 behaviors. Umehen chamisha dvarim, haoseh otan i'efshar lo shiyashuv tshuva gemura, lefi shein avonot shebin adam l'chavero, ve'ino yodea chavero shechatar lo, kedei shiyachzir lo, o yish'al menu limchol lo, ve'ilu heim. These are 5 avirot between a person and his fellow Jew, and the problem in each one is that a person doesn't know exactly against whom he sinned, and therefore cannot request forgiveness or compensate for his sin. Number 1, Hamakalel Tarabim, lo kilal adam yadua kadei shishal menu kapara. Someone who curses the public, the tzibur, it's impossible for him to now go to every single individual and ask for forgiveness. Number 2, Hacholekim haganav, lefi sheino yodea gneva zo shel mihi, ela haganav gonev rabim, umevilo v'hu lokeach, v'o shumechazek yad haganav umachti oto. Someone who splits the booty of a thief, that which was stolen, he doesn't know exactly who this thief stole from, and therefore has no way to return it to the original owner. Furthermore, by splitting with the ganav, he is supporting the ganav and encouraging him to continue stealing. Number 3, Hamotzei aveda veino machriz aleha, ad sheyachzir alivaleha, lachar zman kesheyaseh tshuva, eino yodea lemi yachzir. Someone who finds a lost object, which he really should be announcing and trying to return, if he takes it for himself, then by the time he decides he wants to return it, it might be too late.
The owner has long ago stopped looking for this object, and the finder has no way of locating the owner.
Number 4. Ha'ochel shod aniyim vitomim va'amanot. Elu b'nei adam umlalin hein ve'inan yidu'im umfursamin. V'golim me'ir le'ir ve'ein lehem akir kadei shiyeda shod ze shalmihu v'yachzirenu lo. The 4th example is someone who consumes shod aniyim. The phrase shod aniyim comes from Tehillim Perkei Bet and refers to plundered property of a poor person. The Rambam seems to understand it to mean specifically stolen property. So someone who consumes stolen property of an ani, since an ani doesn't usually stay in one place, but because he is poor, he wanders from place to place, someone who consumes his stolen property is therefore not able to find him afterwards and compensate. The Ravid understands this case differently.
According to the Ravid, this isn't actually stolen property for the ani, but rather the case is of someone who lends money to an ani, and then, against halacha, he pressures him to pay back until the Ani has no choice but to part with what little property he has, either land that he really needs or movable property that he really needs. But the lender thinks that he didn't do anything wrong because, after all, he lent the money, he deserves it back. But the way in which he collected this loan is considered plundering him and is an avera from which it's very difficult to do tshuva because he doesn't think of it as an avera.
Number five, Hamakabel shochad lahatot din. Eno yodea adechan higi hatayazo v'chamahu kocha kidei shiachzir, shadavar yesh lo raglayim, v'od shu mechazek yidei yad zeh umachti oto. A judge who takes a bribe to sway the judgment in favor of the one who gave the bribe can't possibly know exactly how much of the judgment in this person's favor was due to the bribe, and therefore has no way to know exactly how much he has to return to the other side who lost money when he really shouldn't have. In addition, as in the case of splitting with a thief,
the judge's acceptance of the bribe
just encourages the one who gave the bribe to continue engaging in that kind of behavior in the future. Halacha Dalid, this is now the fourth category, again consisting of five types of people. Five types of behavior. When chamisha ha'oseh otan ein cheskato lashuv mehen lefi shein dvarim kalim b'nei rov ha'adam v'imitza chote v'hu yidamesh she'ein zechet. These are five behaviors which, even though they are sins, a person doesn't typically think of them as sins. Since the person doesn't think of these as averot, the concern is that he will continue to do them and not realize that he has to do tshuva. Number one, ha'ochel misu'da she'inam maspeket liv aleha sheze avak gazel. If someone who is poor invites someone else over for a meal, but really he doesn't have enough, even for himself, and he only extended the invitation out of politeness or because he was embarrassed, didn't really expect the person to accept the invitation. Now the person accepted, comes to this Ani's house, and the Ani shares his little bit of food with him, but it's not even enough for him. So this is similar to Gezel, the Rambam says, because after all, the Ani wasn't really intending to give up any of his little food. But the person who came, the visitor, doesn't think he did anything wrong. After all, he says, I was invited. Number two, Hamishtamesh avoto shel Ani. Shavot shel Ani eno ela kigon kardom v'achresha. V'amar b'libo inan chasirin. V'harei lo gazalti oto. When someone lends money to a poor person and takes as a collateral something like a shovel or a plow, the lender in general is not allowed to use the collateral that he takes from the borrower. But in the case of the Ani, the concern is that he'll use it anyway, because he'll say to himself, this is a cheap item as it is. And even if I use it, it's not going to go down in value. So I'm not really taking anything from him. But he doesn't realize that after enough use, it really does go down in value, and he is costing the Ani some money. And again, since he doesn't realize he's doing an avera, he's not going to do tshuva for this. Number three, Hamistakel ba'arayot. Ma'ale al da'ato she'ein b'kach klum. Shehu omer v'chiba'alti o karavti. Someone who looks at women who are forbidden to him as arayot, he thinks to himself, oh, I'm not doing anything wrong. There's no physical contact here. There's no sexual behavior. But he doesn't realize that even just looking at them is an avera. Of looking at things that can lead you to sin. Avera that we discussed back in Hilchot Avodah Zarah, Perek Bet. Number four in this group, Hamikabed Biklon Chavero, Omer Bli Bo She'eno Chet, Levi She'en Chavero Omed, Velo Higia Lo Boshet, Velo Bisho, Ela Arach Ma'asava Tovim Chochmato, Lemul Ma'ase Chavero, O Chochmato Kedei She'ira Emichlalan, Shum Chubad, V'Chavero Bazui. Someone who compares himself to his friend in a favorable manner, that he says, oh, I'm much better than he is. He thinks to himself, this is not an avera. After all, he's not doing this in public, his friend's not there, he's not embarrassing him. But this very act is insulting to his friend, even if he's not there. And it's an act which really displays haughtiness. And the person, again, doesn't think they did an avera and will not try to do tshuva from it. And number five, hachoshed bikshirim. Omer bli bo sheino chet, lefi shu omer, me'asiti lo v'chiye sham ela chashad shem asa u lo asa, v'vina yodeh sheze avon, shem yisim adam kasher b'dato keval averot. Someone who wrongly suspects an innocent person of having done some avera thinks that it's no big deal, it's just I'm just suspecting him. But in fact, it's a terrible avera to suspect someone who in fact did nothing wrong of acting improperly. And finally, in Halacha Hey, we get to the last five behaviors. Umehem chamisha dvarim, haoseh otan yimashech acharehen tamid, vehen kashim lifrosh mehem. Lefichach tzarich adam yizaher mehem, shema yidbak behen, vehen kulan deot raot ad ma'od. Five behaviors which are addictive, and someone who starts doing them, it is very, very difficult for him to stop. And these are the five, ואלוהן רכילות ולשון הרע, ובעל חימה ובעל מחשבה רעה, והמתחבר לרשע, מפני שהוא למד ונעשה והן נרשמים בליבו. The five are רכילות and לשון הרע. We explained the difference back in Perek Zayin of Hilchot Deyot, but these are two kinds of negative speech about someone else. Baal chema is someone who's quick to anger. Baal machshava ra'a is someone who thinks thoughts of cheating or thoughts of indulging his pleasures
in a forbidden manner.
These are thoughts which lead to sin and which it's very difficult to get away from once someone starts getting habituated to thinking them. And finally, someone who attaches himself to a rasha, because he learns from this person's deeds and they become etched in his heart and it's very difficult for him to abandon them. Someone who hangs out with fools will eventually become a rasha himself. The Rambam refers us here to Hilchot Deot, all the different kinds of behavior that a person should try to perform, and certainly a Baal Tshuva should attach himself to those positive kinds of behaviors. The Rambam ends the perek with what we mentioned at the beginning, that all of these 24 behaviors only serve as an obstacle to tshuva, but they do not prevent it, and someone who sets his mind to it can do tshuva even despite having been engaged in these very destructive behaviors.
Note that the Rambam does not say here that nothing can prevent a person from doing tshuva. He only says that these 24 activities don't. And when we get to Perek Vav, we'll see that the Rambam believes that there is something which can, in fact, prevent a person from being able to do tshuva.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's Perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next Perek.